Reporters are used to being interrupted.
As they did 1 week ago.
But this is downright nasty.
It's happened to me about, I would say, a dozen times.
A phrase so dirty, some reporters refer to it by initials.
So the last time I had an effer in the pee, as we call them.
Sometimes it even happens more than once in the same live shot.
People having their good time on...
All right, that's very unfortunate, Tanya. I'm sorry you had to put up with that.
Finally, there came a reporter who wouldn't put up with it outside a soccer game in Toronto.
2-1 is better than...
Hey.
City News reporter Shauna Hunt turned from the offender to other guys she suspected.
Were you guys waiting around to see if you could effer and the pee me live on TV?
Yes.
Is that what you were waiting?
Not you, but yes.
It's a disgusting thing to say. It's degrading to women. And
but
you
where
would
else are you going
to
do it?
You would humiliate me on live television?
Not you.
Are you actually filming this?
Well, because you know what? I'm sick of this. I get this every single day, 10 times a day by rude guys like
I'm
you.
I'm sick of it.
And then this guy made the mistake of chiming in.
It is f***ing hilarious.
He even mentioned a vibrator.
You're lucky there's not a f***ing vibrator in here.
If your mom saw you talk
like... Oh, my mom would die laughing eventually.
But you know who didn't die laughing? That guy's employer, Ontario's electric provider, Hydro One, fired Sean Simos from his $107,000 a year job, saying he violated the company's code of conduct. Ontario's premier jumped into the fray, tweeting, "Whether or not it's caught on film, sexual harassment at work is no joke." One guy who still thinks it's a joke is the man who started it by pretending to interrupt fake reporters.
Anyway, is not a sexual assault toward women. It's just something funny because you don't say that on television.
He sells it on t-shirts for $22. He's not giving what this City News reporter got the most recent time she heard the phrase yelled.
When I turned around, to my surprise, it was a child I would peg at about between 9 and 10 years old. And I asked for an apology. He actually apologized.
That is one sorry expression.
Disregard that!
Ginny Mo, CNN.
It's not funny. You look like an idiot.
New York.